Welcome back to Who Watches Us, where we watch the movies. But who watches us?
Who bloody watches us?
That's right, who does watch us? Today we watched Pig.
We did. We watched Pig.
2021.
But who are you?
I'm Alex. Who are you?
I'm Brendan.
We do the watching. We watched Pig. It was Pig directed by Dino. I didn't look it up.
Sounds like you're really prepared.
I'm so prepared. It's like Michael or something. Michael Sarnowski.
Oh yeah, bloody Sarny.
Directed by Michael Sarnowski. I've never heard of that guy before. It's got a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes.
This movie?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So, this movie stars Nicolas Cage as Rob. You got Alex Wolff as Amir. And Adam Arkin as Amir's dad, or Darius. Darius! What are you doing in my closet? Before we jump into the movie, or, you know, this is going to be some heavy spoiler territory. So, there's your warning. You've been warned.
Sure is.
And before that,
we're going to talk about all of the pig, not just some of the pig.
We're getting into every part of the pig, all right? We're getting into the
The
back of the pig, the rib of the pig.
The back of the pig.
Yeah. I couldn't remember what they call it. The rib. Isn't the rib, like, technically the back?
I don't know.
Yeah, but before we get started, how was your week?
What
have you been up to?
I've been so tired.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've had a lot of naps in the day because I've just been so tired. I've had to have a nap for like an hour just to get me through the day so I can keep going.
You know what? That's so real. I'm having a nap like every day.
Man, just right now, so tired.
Just a sleepy guy.
I feel like I'm still recovering from like being sick, I guess. And I got better and then I got sick again, which was really cool. I loved it.
Yeah, you gotta love when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Double sickness back to back. So I had a week.
You had a week? Busy week?
I wouldn't call it that. Just been trying to fill my time, be productive.
Yep.
Been, just doing basic shit. Just doing normal everyday shit. Like working.
So true. I drove you around for a little bit.
You did. You did pick me up from my girlfriend's house.
Yeah.
Drove around. Had a visit with the do I say?
You don't have to.
The kidlets.
Yeah, I don't mind. Yeah, we had like a I picked you up, and it just happened that, like, we went through our old hometown as well, which is always real weird. You know, when you haven't been somewhere in ages, and
yeah,
you look at places that you used to, like, hang out as a kid, and everything looks so much smaller.
Yeah. No, I get that 100%. It's weird. She lives there, and I'm just there all the time. They're, like, every week or so. 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Strange. It's like I live there again, but not really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched Pig.
Yeah, we watched Pig.
We watched Pig.
We did watch Pig.
We watched Pig.
Man, I'm bad at this. What's the format again? Do we say if we liked it now?
You jumped into this episode real hot, like you were ready to go. You just weren't prepared in any way.
That's how we do it, you know, we just learn.
Yeah.
You gotta learn by just doing it.
Yeah.
Fuck rehearsing. Let's just do it.
If we had to peel back the layers of the sausage, we just spent like fucking 20 minutes or waiting for Alex, because he was fucking around with his Audacity and his Pro Tools and nothing was working, and then his mic stopped working and he had to fucking reset everything.
So yeah.
You've come in tilted, just like you're a different person than you
honestly,
were at the start of the movie. Tilted.
Oh, for sure. I was ready for Mubi.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm ready to fucking hit something. Because I spent like 40 minutes installing Pro Tools and nothing works. And because I've installed Pro Tools and all the plugins that it comes with, it fucked up my Audacity too. So I'm just going to have to deal with this.
Very cool. Making changes just before you use equipment to do something.
I was gonna use Audacity. I didn't expect it to be all fucked up. I'm like, all right, Audacity's not going to work. Surely Pro Tools will work. Because I did test it earlier. It was working fine.
Yeah. So, right about now, usually Alex would ask me, what did I think of the movie?
What do you think of the movie?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. I thought it was okay. I thought it was enjoyable movie. I don't think it it's not like a showstopper. It's not like kicking down any doors and it's like fucking I'm a great movie. But it was okay.
I tend to agree with that. You haven't seen this movie before. I've already seen this movie.
Yeah.
I tend to agree with that. When I watched it the first time, I'm like, that was a good movie. I don't know if I'll watch it again. It's a bit of a... I'm not going to dive into it. We're going to get into it in a little bit, but yeah.
If I had to summarize this movie, it's like...
Fucking weird, bro. It's a weird movie.
It's like... John Wick meets like a chef comeback story movie. It's like Chef Wick. Like it even sort of starts out the same sort of way where like there's a... Fuck you, I'm getting into this movie. So
yeah, just dive in.
So there's a guy and he lives out like he's in the wilderness and he's out there and he's getting truffles with his bloody pig. He loves his pig. He's got a great companion in his pig. They get truffles together. They eat truffles. He ate dirt at some point. I thought that was really cool. but he, like, you know, he spends time in the forest with his pig by the river and like just like cooks up meals and has a fucking great time with his pig. And the pig loves it too because they just go fucking mad for the truffles and they eat the truffles and have a great time.
Yeah, pretty much. It's pretty cute, honestly. It's also, he looks filthy. I don't think he looks clean. He probably hasn't bathed in a very long time.
Yeah, I think...
But
like,
they have a good time.
I think he just bathes in the river. Because he was washing his pans in the river. And then at the very end of the movie, they closed the movie by like... He's fucking covered in blood and shit. And he's like, all right, now I'm going to get clean in the river. Like... He goes through some traumatic shit right at the start of the movie and his face is covered in blood and he doesn't shower for the entire fucking movie.
Yeah, I've got that in my notes that he hasn't bathed this entire movie and he's just covered in fucking shit and piss and blood and cum. Just everywhere.
He's just gwomping all over himself.
He's gwomping all over his own belly. He's fucking...
Oh my god.
He gwomps in the food at one point.
Oh, disgusting. But yeah, this dude, he's like Mushy's besties with this pig. They just fucking have the best time out in the wilderness. But you know, he's got to still live and do random stuff and
yeah, he's function gotta support himself
as a human. Yeah, he can't go completely off grid. So he's got like a side hustle where he sells his truffles. At first I referred to this guy as Bumblebee because he arrives in the Bumblebee car.
Camaro.
Yeah, and he's like a little bit of a dick. He's like a rich kid sort of thing. He like disrespects the pig.
Yeah, he tells the pig to fuck off.
Yeah, pretty much. And you can tell their relationship, you know, isn't the best because the entire time that Bumblebee guy is there, I didn't know the guy, like the main character's name at this point, so I called him Pigman for a little bit. Pigman does not talk.
He doesn't say a single word to him.
He doesn't say a single word to a human for the first 14 minutes of this damn movie. Like, I marked it down. Like, cool. Like, he just talks to the pig the whole fucking time. But eventually we learn Pigman's name is Rob through this Bumblebee guy. But they make their transaction, and then they go their separate ways, and Rob gets back to his fucking homebody life. And he finds this old tape that says Robin on it. So, yeah, Rob, short for Robin. And, you know, I jumped to the conclusion that it was probably his ex on the tape, and because, like, he starts playing it, and then he kind of gets all emotional. He just immediately turns it back off again.
Yeah. And then he talks to the pig. He says, "I'm okay."
Yeah.
"I'm okay, pig."
That'll do,
pig.
So, yeah, fucking, he talks to the pig. He has a great time with the pig. And then he goes to Betty Buys.
He does. He's pretty sad, so he just wraps up his day and just goes to bed. Then there's like coyotes and shit howling before he goes to sleep. He's like, "It's okay, pig. It's just coyotes." And then in the middle of the night, you can see these lights coming down the trail. The pig's sniffing at the door. It's a bit sus. And then fucking he gets up to check it out, and the door just fucking busts wide open and smacks Rob in the head. And fucking he's like fucking a bit dazed, and you hear the pig going, "Rawr!" It's kind of squealing because it's a scared pig. But yeah, he's like, "Leave my pig alone." And then they fucking give him a good thwack in the face, and he kind of falls down.
Yeah, he cops a home run to the face. Like, he gets hit in the face with a fucking steel bat.
Yeah, and then they just fucking grab the pig and hightail it out of there. And he's trying to get up so he can go after him, but he just collapses. And you see him wake up in the morning. His house is all fucked up, and he tries to whistle for the pig, but he can't whistle because he's all fucked up.
I wrote, Rob wakes up calm as hell and then forgets how to whistle.
There you go. Yeah, he just can't whistle. And then you get a little bit of a quick sequence of events where he's like starting a generator, he gets in his car, he's like drives like 10 meters, and his car just breaks down because you kind of don't find out till a bit later. But he's been out there for a while. It's been 15 years, I think.
Yeah.
So that car doesn't work. So he just gets out and fucking walks. He walks to this diner. And then
he walks like a fucking maniac, though, because he walks in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why.
He doesn't want to walk on the grass. He's had enough of the grass.
It just doesn't make any fucking sense, though. Like, I don't care how removed from society you are. You don't walk in the middle of the road. Like, what's wrong with you? He fucking does it later in the movie as well. Like, he's got no respect for the sidewalk.
Yeah. He's just doing homeless activities. He's like a proper homeless guy.
He looks homeless.
Homeless as fuck. I mean, he's got a home, but he looks homeless as fuck. But he makes it to this diner, and he asks for this lady called Marge. And then one of the waitresses there is like, "Yeah, Marge has been dead for 10 years. And he goes, "Oh."
That was his first words to the human, by the way.
Yeah, that's the first thing he said to anyone, except the pig. And he's like, "Oh, you got a phone?" She's like, "You going to buy something?" He's like, "No." He pulls out the phone. He calls Amir, which is the guy's name. I only got that off Google and didn't hear it once in the movie. I might have missed it, but
oh, they said it a lot.
They did.
They said it a couple times.
Oh, I completely missed it. I just called him Guy the entire time. But yeah, calls him, comes to pick him up. He just asks him like some dumb questions. He's like, "Does that hurt?"
Yeah.
He just looks at him and he's like, "You know, this isn't really my problem, right?" He's like, "Well, if you want my mushroom, you gotta help me."
If you want my fucking delectable mushies.
Yeah. You gotta.
It's in your best interest to help me out.
Yeah. So they go to this truffle market. It's like some, I don't know if it's like a underground truffle thing. But it's...
No, I don't think so. I think it's just like a local community thing where people just search for truffles, like real sort of hippie vibe.
Yeah, they're searching for this lady called Mac, and then they find Mac, and she's like, I don't like people coming to my... I don't like buyers coming here. He's like, yeah, no, but, you know, my friend needs some help. He's looking for a pig or something. And he's like, they stole my pig. And
he does this so many fucking times. It's just like, dude. He just says the most unhinged thing. Like in a sentence about a pig, he's like, where's my pig?
Where's
the pig? They stole my pig. And then he just forces the other person to do all of the heavy lifting in the conversation. Like, all right, mate, what the fuck are you talking about? What's the pig? What's going on?
Yeah.
Okay. You need to explain a little bit more. You can't just say fucking where pig.
Yeah. But then as soon as Nick mentions that someone stole his pig, this lady just snaps and she's like, those motherfuckers, they stole your pig. I don't like the sounds of that.
Yeah, shit gets so real as soon as she finds out.
Yeah, so they fucking hightail it over there, and you find out they're like living in this like little crack den. They're a bunch of crackheads themselves. They stole it and they sold it. So that didn't really help, but
no, not really. And they suffer like no repercussions either.
Yeah.
Like they just show up and they're like, "Hey, we're pig." So, no, we sold it. It's like, "Oh, okay. I guess we'll go find who you fucking sold it to."
Yeah. So
and that's it.
Yeah. So Amir's like, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna get another one? He's like, no. Take me to the city.
Yeah. Road trip.
Road trip. He's like, fuck, I'm not taking you to the city. He's like, I might know a guy. He's like, no, I don't want to be seen with you because you're a dirty, stinky hobo, and I've got a reputation to uphold. And he's like, and then Nick basically calls him gay, and then they go, no, that's not that's not what happened. No, he basically calls him fake, and he's like, you like wearing those clothes, you like this type of music, you like this car. He's like, whatever, you care what people think too much is what I got from that. And
he says this to so many people as well.
Yeah.
It's like, you care too much.
Just because you don't care that you stink like shit. I could only imagine just how bad he smells.
Yeah. I actually made a note here that said, man is still covered in blood. What is he doing?
It doesn't get washed off the entire movie. So he's just covered in blood from this first scene. But yeah, they go to Portland, which is, you know, the city. And he goes, yeah, I need $10. Fork over a tenner real quick. So they're in like this food truck kind of thing. They're like a bunch of food trucks. It's basically what it is. You probably know, if you've seen one before, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, have you ever heard of a food truck before?
Imagine like there's like 20 or 30 of them and they're in a big strip.
Imagine like it's like a car, but it's like a big car, like a truck, and then they make food in it.
Yeah. But it's more like a van. It's not exactly a truck. But anyways.
People know what food trucks are.
I know. But yeah, they buys like a meal and brings it to this strange fella.
Yeah, I just assumed it was a HSP. It looks like something you get.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
The little box.
Something. And then the guy just fucking roasts him. He's like, yeah, you're nobody. You used to be someone, but you're fucking nobody now.
This guy looks homeless as fuck, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, he shows up with his food, gives it to homeless guy. Homeless guy goes, nom. And he goes, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Nobody. Get out of here. You're fucking nobody. Thanks for the food. He tries to hand the food back to him as well. And he's just like, nah, fuck you. And he walks out. That guy was no help either. And then, you know, Amir is in there with him. He's like, do you even know this guy's real name? And that's, mm-hmm. And you find out after that, after a couple words between Rob and Amir that that's Edgar.
He probably
is like, how the hell do you know Edgar? And he's like,
and he doesn't, I don't think he explains anything ever.
He never does. He doesn't keep him in the loop. And they have a conversation about this shortly. They go to a place and they, I think it's just some random place where they go into the basement after fucking around with this waiter chef outside. He's like, yeah.
Dave?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, whatever. Just go inside. Because he knows him. Yeah. And then they kind of... He's like, what the fuck are you doing? You're in this basement just tearing shit up. And he just starts to go off at him. He's like, no one would even fucking know you're alive if I didn't come to you. If you had a stroke or if you fucking died, no one would know. You'd probably fuck your pig. And he goes... The only thing he says is, I don't fuck my pig.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I've got to go to Hotel Portland.
Yeah.
Which apparently doesn't exist.
Yeah. It's like... Yeah, you go.
Yeah, they're gonna go to Hotel Portland. That's Japan. but it turns out to be like this sort of this like an underground network.
Yeah.
To Edgar's place, because turns out Edgar's.
This is where it gets real John Wick-y. This is like this underground.
Ah, this it starts John Wick. It really starts.
It does. Off John it Wick. Does. But, this
but it gets. It gets more John.
This
Wick,
has got some heavy John Wick vibes. So this is like a fucking like a chef fight club.
Yeah, but I don't know. I can't tell if they just like if it's a chef fight club that also homeless people get to show up to, and they're like, so chefs just beat the shit out of homeless people. Like, they didn't quite explain that, but you put your name on the wall and someone beats the shit out of you, and then you get paid for the amount of like time that you stand there and get the shit kicked out of you.
Yeah. You just have to stand there and just, I think it's supposed to be what I took from it was like, you know, how fucking stressed out like restaurant workers and fucking chefs get because it's hectic in there. Hospitality is ruthless. So maybe it's just a way for them to unwind and just bash someone. They can pay money to do it. So that's what I took from that. I don't know if that's what it is. It's a little bit confusing.
It looked like there might have been some gambling and shit as well.
Yeah, 100%.
Because bloody our boy Rob, he shows up and he's like, all right, I'm putting my name on the wall. And he writes his full name, and then everyone has like that shock moment. They're like, that's the guy.
That's the guy. Yeah, there's like, they're all like memory and shit. I couldn't figure out anything they were saying.
Yeah, I heard that as well. But like, it was just too quiet to hear. But yeah, later on you find out that they recognize his name because he was like this fucking... high profile chef.
Yeah. If you're wondering how he's got all these connections, he's like the fucking man around here. But he's just been off grid for the last 15 years.
Yeah. So, Rob gets the fucking shit kick out of him for over a minute.
Yeah, he just gets pieced up by this one guy. He's really short, too. Yeah. It's like some little guy.
Yeah, some absolute little man.
Yeah.
For a real long time, like they have like a timer and the timer went off, and then this guy's going overtime on Rob, but eventually they pull him off and Rob gets up and he's like, well, they didn't pull him off, but anyway, Rob gets up and he's like, where's my pig?
Yeah.
Or pig. Some shit like that.
I'm looking for my pig.
Yeah. And then Edgar's like, oh, I'll just give you this piece of paper, which, you know, probably got some info about it. And then they peace out and they go back to Amir's place.
Yeah, like Amir kind of he just lies down on Amir's couch, staining it and soiling it forever with his stench.
Just shitting all over it.
He definitely shit himself a little while he was getting punched.
So it cuts to morning and Amir's cooking up a feast. but he's bloody no good in the kitchen, this Amir guy. Like, everything's, like, smoking. Was the fire alarm going off as well?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
He's not like, Shepherd.
Sorry, I suck.
It's a stark contrast from when you see Robin Cook. It's so, it's so, like, dramatic and it's like real slow and tender. And you see Amir's just fucking it up. He fucks it up.
Yeah. I wrote a note that this dude needs to have a shower. and then they set up, so they're trying to figure out, like, they look at the information or something like that, and I think it said, like, Finway on it.
Yeah.
So they,
it's like, you know this place? He's like, yeah. He's like, can you get me a reservation? He's like, yeah.
Probably. It's not my turf, but
yeah,
I can do it. I'll figure something out. Yeah. So they set up a little lunch date together at Finway's. Mm. And then Amir and tells a story about his parents, because apparently, like, his dad is in the scene as well in the mushroom gig.
I think it might be like just supplying restaurants with ingredients, like sourcing out ingredients for restaurants.
Yeah. But Amir's like, yeah, you know, my mum and my dad, they used to fight a little bit, and my mum would get all mopey and stuff, and then one day they went to, like, this restaurant, they had a meal, and they came back, and it was like they were new people, just talking about the food. They had the best fucking time. That was pretty nice. They get to talking a little bit more, and Amir, he's like, oh, nah, my mum killed herself. You know, she was just that type of person. Like, you can't, I felt like I was just, like, expecting it to happen, and my dad's an asshole.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it.
But he says, you know, business bomb with daddy's got a bomb biz, and he stays locked in. That's literally, like, what he said verbatim.
Yeah. And then our boy Rob, he's like, yeah, I think the country's gonna blow up soon.
Yeah, he's just
gonna be an earthquake and a tidal
wave.
He's
literally just a doomer. He's just a doomer.
Yeah, he's just the absolute doomsday prepper. weird time to whip this out, but he's like, yeah, you know, every 200 years there's an earthquake and a tidal wave, and it's coming. And hey, man, soon we're gonna be underwater, so.
And then he just drops some chef knowledge on him. He's like, you're supposed to use stale bread for French toast.
Yeah.
And then we get like a little bit of a cut, and it's just Amir fucking hyping himself up in the mirror. And and then he goes to secure this reservation. And he's getting a little bit of guff from the guy. He's like, you know, that's your dad's spot. I can't get you in there, whatever. And he goes, I'm not for business, you know. It's just having lunch with a friend. He's like, nah. He's like, I'll give you half price on these bloody truffle things. And he's like, nah. And he's like, my friend is Rob. He's like, okay. Rob's name has a lot of weight, and he's got mad connections. Just name drop him anywhere and fucking you're good, pretty much, in this industry.
Yeah.
Then Rob goes to a house while this is happening. And
he fucking walks in the middle of the road in this scene as well.
Yeah, he's walking in the middle of the road, walks to a house, goes into their backyard, and there's like a kid there. So he just starts talking to the kid, and the kid is so accepting of this. He just starts.
This kid is so chill. Like, imagine the most disheveled, like, homeless looking man you can think of that's got blood all over his face.
He smells like shit.
His face is like all bruised and battered as well, because he just got the fucking shit kicked out of him the night before.
Mm.
And this little kid's like, what's up, dude?
Yeah, the kid's literally just like, hey. He's like, what do you got there? He's like, it's a fucking pan drum?
Hand pan.
Hand pan, yeah. And then he's like, you want to try? He's like, yeah. And then they start jamming.
They jam out.
And he's like, cool, thanks. And he hands him back the pan. And then he's like, where's the persimmon? He goes, yeah, I used to live here. He's like, oh, okay. He's like, where's the persimmon tree? He's like, what's a persimmon? And then they have a chat about persimmons and tannins, and I think it like ends there. Oh.
Yeah, it cuts off pretty abruptly after that. He's just talking about what persimmons look like.
Mm.
And, you know, they're not good if they're not ripe.
Yeah. He's trying to indoctrinate this little kid into being a chef.
Yeah. And the kid's just like, yeah, that tree's gone, I guess.
Yeah, did that tree die?
I don't know. I never saw it.
So, I think that tree's dead. I'm 5, by the way.
Yeah.
I
would shit my pants if I saw this man show up.
I was like, how the fuck is this kid not scared?
I don't
know. And this is just... it's such an uncomfortable scene. Like, I thought the parents were going to come back or something. The first time I watched this, I mean, I know nothing happens now. But I'm like, are the parents going to come back and just find this disheveled homeless man talking to their child?
Legit. Like he just has the best conversations with children and pigs.
Yeah.
Because I guess, like, he's like, yeah, they don't care what people think, so I like them.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think it's like a hard cut to them in the restaurant, right?
I think he starts walking first, and then it's a hard cut to the restaurant. So I assumed he walked all the way there, which probably made him smell even worse. And then there's a waitress there just spouting shit just about
just culinary bullshit.
Yeah, it's just the most pompous thing you've ever heard about the ingredients and, you know.
Yeah. The way it was prepared, what it is, and like the feeling behind it. It's like, fucking, I don't want to read the menu right now. Like, just fucking put the food on the plate and then I'll eat the food.
Yeah. But yeah.
Real hipster shit.
Yeah, they start talking about that guy's dad again. He's like, your dad doesn't seem very supportive. It's like, your dad sucks. And the guy kind of gets a little bit defensive.
Yeah. He's like, I want to speak to the chef.
Yeah. And then Amir's like, can you keep a low profile since this is my dad's place? Just try not to cause any...
My dad's turf.
He's my dad's turf. He doesn't like boys on his turf. All right. You better keep a clean nose. I'll do the talking. And then, you know, he talks for like 5 seconds and he just gets awkward and then Rob says something.
Yeah.
There was a lot going on there. This is a pretty dialogue heavy scene, and I don't feel like I can do it justice. But basically, he's like, I'm looking for my pig. You know who I am.
Yeah.
Because he recognizes him, the head chef. And you find out that this head chef here used to be a prep chef for Rob. And Rob fired him for always overcooking pasta. And then he's like, he asked him, he's like, so, you like cooking this food? And he's like, you like these people? You like this place? He's like, yeah, it's great. He's like, nah, it's not you. This isn't real. These people aren't real. This place sucks. Yeah. You suck.
and then he's like, fucking flexes on... his name's Derek, I think. Flexes on Derek. He's like, hey, Derek, I remember back in the day when you worked for me for 2 months and you really wanted, like, when I fired you, I said, what do you want to do with your life? And you're like, I want to open a pub. Did you open the pub, Derek? What's going on, Derek? Why are you doing this? Why don't you open the pub?
Yeah.
And then Derek is, like, smiling at this. He's smiling at Rob. But then his eyes look like they're dying at the same time.
This is a great scene. This is a really, really good scene. They just get really deep, and he's just like, this place sucks. You should just open a pub.
Yeah, he's like, no one cares. No one here cares about the food or cares about you. None of this shit is real. Nothing's real. You care too much about what people think about you.
Yeah. Essentially. And then they fucking... He is disheveled in this. Not Rob, but the head chef. He is fucked. He's like, he's shooken. Shooketh. He's absolutely rocked. This has rocked his world. And then he's like laughing loudly, uncomfortably, and he just looks like a maniac.
Yeah.
And then
he's like, where the fuck is my pig, dude? Yeah. Give me my pig.
They scull a glass of wine together. He's like, where's my pig? He's like, the person who has your pig is not to be trifled with. You don't want to make this guy angry. You don't want to fuck with him. Then you get a really hard cut to them storming out to the car, and Amir's like, oh, I don't know, I didn't know you would do that. I didn't tell him anything. And then you find out it's his dad. His dad's taking the pig. And Nick, like, fucks up his car. He just starts kicking it. He really has no respect for anyone in this movie.
Yeah, he's like, tell me where he lives. He's just beating the shit out of this bumblebee car.
Yeah. Do you want to take over? I feel like I've been talking a lot.
Yeah, I can take over. So, after he finishes just damaging his friend's car because he wants to find out the information, he's like, we're done here. Like, I'm walking away. I'm going to your dad's house. I'm going to go talk to your dad. And he's like, fucking, all right. this sucks. He kind of goes away and sulks in his car for a little bit. Mm. And then you see him drive somewhere to sort of pay someone a visit. And you think at first that he's going to go, like, try and beat Rob to his dad's place. But he actually goes to this sort of, like, hospital sort of place. Like, it sort of looks like maybe, like, a mental health hospital, maybe. Or maybe just, like, an old folks home, like a retirement village.
Mm. I couldn't figure out what it was.
That is where you find out that his mom is, like, still alive. I'm guessing just on, like, life support or something like that. Or, like, maybe she tried to kill herself, but she's in, like, a coma as a result. Like, they don't really elaborate on that. Or if they did, I wasn't paying enough attention.
I don't think they did. I didn't see.
But, I mean, it's sort of just, like, he's talking to the door as if he's talking to his mom. Sort of having a moment there. Yeah, we cut away and we're back at Daddy's house. And Rob and Daddy are having a little chat. And Daddy's like, hey, man, you just got to get another pig. Like, I'll give you... How much money do you want, like, to just go away? Like, do you want, like, $10,000? Like, nah, dude. It's like, oh, $20,000. He's like, no, dude, give me my pig back. He's like, oh, $2 million then. I'll give you $2 million, $20 million. He's like, I don't want you here. Like, you just need to go away, okay? I'm sending $25K to your house. And if you come back and if you fuck with me or if I see you ever again, I'm going to kill your pig. Your pig's going to die, dude. Just go away and buy a new pig. And Rob's like, well, this sucks, I guess. And he leaves Daddy's house, walks outside, and he sees Amir there. Amir's sort of sitting on the car, like that, you know, that sort of like cinematic, like the car's sideways, and you're like leaning up against the door with your arms crossed sort of thing. And then Rob and Amir, they make up, and Rob's like, you know, I don't really care about the truffles. I don't need the pig for the truffles. Like, I can tell how to get truffles without the pig. You just look at the trees, dude. He's like, I just love this pig. I love the pig. I want the pig back. So it's rescue mission time. You know, they're coming up with a plan. Rob's like, here's this list. You go get all this shit. And if you get any like resistance from the people, just name drop me and it'll all work out. And that's exactly what happens. Amir goes off and he's like, hey, I need to see this person. And they're like, nah, dude, you can't come in here. You need an appointment. And he's like, oh, what about fucking Robin Dent or whatever his name is? I don't remember what his fucking name is, like his actual real name.
Alrighty. Sorry about that.
Alright, welcome back after a few little technical difficulties where I accidentally muted myself and I was just going on a tangent and I thought you would just let me roll with it.
No, you muted me. I could hear you fine. I could hear you perfectly fine.
That's what I said. I muted myself. What did I say?
You said you muted yourself, but I could hear you. You couldn't hear me.
No, I mean like I accidentally hit the mute button on my headset.
Oh.
So I couldn't hear anything.
Okay.
That makes I was sense. Just talking into the ether, and I was like, Alex is just being real quiet right now. Like, he must not have any notes about this, section.
I had stuff to say, but it's all right. Where were we last?
I just got up to the point where, Rob leaves the house after talking to Daddy, and they're hatching up the rescue mission.
We did forget one thing. Yeah, I'm seeing here. He fucking steals some guy's bike and screams in his face when he leaves the restaurant to go to the dad's house. Because after he leaves Amir, he's got nowhere there. So he just fucking steals some guy's bike and screams in his face.
Yeah, I didn't take that note down, I guess.
Yeah, can't forget that. That's a good scene. Anyways. Pick up where you were.
Yeah, I'll just recap it. So, goes to Daddy's house. They chat for a little bit. They argue. Daddy offers him money. He's like, nah. And he's like, all right, well, take the money or I'm going to kill your pig. And he's like, okay, I'm going to leave. He leaves. And he makes up with Amir. Just recapping everything I said before.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, they start talking about, like, okay, here's this ingredient list. You go talk to all these. Like, you go get all these ingredients. And Amir's like, oh, I'm not going to be able to get all these. And it's like, trust me. I got some people, and if you get any resistance, just say my name and everything will be fine. Which is absolutely the case.
Yeah, just name drop Robbie and he got what you need.
Yeah, so Amir shows up to this place and he's like, yo, I need to talk to this person. And they're like, nah, dude, you need an appointment. You can't just talk to this person. And he's like, oh, well, what about Robin Dent or whatever his name is sent me? Is it Dent? Robin Dent? Harvey Dent.
I don't know, but I'm going to assume his name is Robin Fent now. He looks like he's on Fent.
He really does. Isn't it... What's the Fent city?
What?
There's like, isn't there a city that like there's a bunch of Fent heads like everywhere? Is that Portland?
That might be Portland.
He might just be a straight up Fent head. Or maybe the other junkies were the one that kidnapped the pig.
Yeah, they probably were. Let's be real. They were probably some fin heads.
Alright, so anyway, Amir shows up to this place. He gets let in, and it's like a crematorium type place. He's talking to this lady, and the lady's like, yeah, you know, I kept all these wines here for... Rob and Laurie for like whenever they needed it. And Amir's like, who's Laurie, dude? And then like they cut back to one of the I don't know what they're cold. Like, they're not graves. Like, they're just little sections.
Like little plaques on the wall.
Yeah. Like, at the crematorium, and it says Lorelei Dent, I guess. I can't remember his fucking last name. It's just Dent now, okay? Like, we're writing it into the lore. Their last name is Dent.
Robin Fent.
Robin Fent and Lorelei Dent. Yeah. She died. His wife died at some point. I don't think I heard what happened, if they said it at all. But yeah, like, Amir chats to this lady for a little bit. I was taking some notes, but I think I was also sort of zoning out a little bit at this point. my next note after, like, trying to get back up to speed is Rob looks like shit. Goes to visit his daughter? Sister? Like, who is this person? Maybe just someone that he worked with, but he basically goes to a bakery because he's, like, also trying to fill out the shopping list. And he gets a couple baguettes.
You never really find out who she is, but I'm assuming it's her sister.
Yeah. They sort of just reminisce for a little bit.
It's like, you still make those baguettes?
Yeah.
Same recipe? It's like, same recipe. And he's like, let me get the baguette.
Yeah. So he gets two baguettes, and then he takes a couple little sweet treats with him as well that were sort of just lying around. He kind of just helps himself. Goes back outside, meets up with Amir, and then hands him a couple of little treaty boys. And then I'm guessing they drive to Amir's dad's place and cook there. I don't know where they cook.
Yeah, they go to his dad's place.
Yeah, they just like show up there again and they start cooking there, and they start playing like this really nice music. It's like really soft and sort of calming, like, music.
They have a tender cooking moment.
Yeah, and then they start chopping fucking birds' heads off. Okay, they get a couple of dead birds.
This is where I wrote down that he hasn't bathed the entire time.
Yeah. It's fucking filthy, dude.
All I could think about in this scene is how much he probably smelt.
Yeah.
And, like, how off-putting that would be with the scent of everything else. They got all this yummy food, but all you can smell is this fucking homeless guy.
Yeah, that's fucking disgusting, dude. It's so grotty.
I don't think he washed his hands either.
There's no way he washed his hands.
I don't think he did.
Fucking cooked with his licked them clean.
He wears, like, gloves in the movie, like homeless fingerless gloves.
Yeah.
And just didn't even take his gloves off.
Yeah. But they have like a nice moment. They have like a cooking montage. And then Amir, like, he goes to get his dad's attention. He goes up to his dad's door, I guess, because he's in his office. He goes up to the door and he's just like, "Dad, we made you dinner." Just says it so quietly. And the door's closed.
It's like when you get up in the middle of the night and go to your parents, "I threw up." He's like ashamed of it. "Daddy, we made you dinner.
Dad, I made you dinner. Please." And he's like, no.
"Get out!"
Yeah, he's like, "No." And then Amir just opens the door anyway. It's like, "Hey, we made you dinner." Oh, okay.
Fine.
Yeah. My notes kind of disappear at this point.
Don't worry, I got it from here. I kind of like took them kind of sparingly, but I like would like write a shit ton at a time because I was trying to pay attention to what was happening.
Do you want to hear the ones that I do have?
Drop them in as they're relevant.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah. Yeah, so he's like, "We made you dinner." He's like, "Oh, all right." And they're all sitting at the table. And Rob comes out with a bottle of the wine. It's like, "Your son picked this up." So he's giving this son a little bit of credit. He's trying to put some respect on his name. And then they're like, start. Rob starts eating, and he's like, "What are you doing? Dig in." And they, you know, the dad eats next. He's taking a couple bites, and then he sips that wine, and he starts to slow down. He's like, "Whoa,
Daddy likes."
Daddy like. I think he's getting a bit of a blast from the past right here. He's having a brain blast.
Daddy really likes.
He really likes. He likes it so much that it's making him incredibly sad. So he starts to like sob, and he has to get up and leave. Daddy cry. And he goes to his study and washes out the delicious taste of that meal and that wine out with some whiskey or whatever it is. And Rob kind of goes after him. So they're in the study together. He's like, "Get out!" Again, he's really... He's like, yeah, pretty much. He's like, "Get out of my house. I don't want to see you. You make me sad."
Yeah, Rob's like, "I remember every goddamn person I've ever met and every meal I've ever made."
Which I thought was fucking ridiculous. Like, yeah. This man has an insane memory, if that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, it must be true. He just cooked that fucking meal from like 10 years ago. 15 years ago, more probably.
Yeah. Sort of the, yeah, sort of the reveal that, yeah, he like, he remade that special meal.
Yeah, from that happy time in their lives, and all those memories come flooding back.
Yeah, but then Daddy spills the beans.
Daddy spills the beans, the pork and beans. He goes, "Yeah, is this like, just give me my pig?" And the dad's like, "I can't. It died before it even got to me. Those fucking junkies were way too rough with it." And he's like distraught when he's saying this. You can tell he's really upset, but.
Yeah, he fucking falls to his knees and just sobs and cries.
Yeah, yeah. Nick is... Nick? I keep calling him Nick or Rob. You do. Nice. Yeah, he's like just fucking in a state. He's really upset, obviously, because that pig is like the only thing he has left in the world, and it's gone. Yeah, so they leave Amir and Rob. They go to the diner from the beginning of the movie. They get coffee and brownies. And Amir picks Rob's brain. He's, what are you thinking about? And he's thinking, he said, "I'm thinking about if I'd never looked for the pig, then in my mind, she would still be alive." And he's like, what does he say next?
Amir's just like, "Yeah, but..." She'd still be dead.
And he's like, "Yeah, she would be." So they kind of like, I don't know if they eat. You just cut to the scene where they're just leaving.
Yeah.
He's like, gonna drive him home. He's like, "I think I'm gonna walk home." And then they like, he's like, "Are you okay?" He's like, he's obviously not okay, but yeah. He's like, yeah. He stares at him for like 10 seconds, 1,000-yard stare. Goes, "Yeah."
Like a fucking war veteran coming home. Yeah. It's like, how was it? Yeah, I think I'm okay.
Yeah. And then, yeah, they kind of shake hands and go their separate ways. And
yeah, he's like,
Amir gets in his car.
I'll see you Thursday.
Yeah, I'll see you Thursday. And then Amir gets in his car and he turns off the pompous shit he was listening to. And he just kind of breaks down and just... He, like, see a single teardrop run down from his eye, and then he just crawls up in the fetus position in his car. The fetus position? The fetal position.
Fetal position.
The fetus position. Yeah. And then you get the scene where Rob finally bathes, but not really, because he just washes, like, his face once.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets nice and almost clean in the river.
Yeah, in the regard of, like, he's got a cleaner face. He's not clean. He still stinks. But, yeah, he comes home. It takes a while for him to get home. He's walking really slowly. This scene goes on for a while.
It really does. It goes on for way too long. Like, he just slowly, slowly walks back to the house.
Yeah. And then, yeah, he pops the tape in that his wife made for him.
Yeah, it's like a birthday gift.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I know you're going to hate the food tonight, and I'm going to have to get really drunk to deal with you because you're a nightmare and you smell, but I love you, and it's your birthday, so happy birthday. And she sings him a song. I don't know what the song is. She's got a nice voice. She's a pretty good singer.
It's bloody Bruce Springsteen, I think. Born in the USA. No, it's not that.
I can't hear anything you're saying because you're just cutting out. You're like peeking. But yeah. And then
it's I'm on fire, I think.
Yeah. That sounds like that sounds like what it would be. And then we roll credits. And that's the end. And that was Pig. So, you thought this movie was alright.
I did think this movie was alright. I did like the movie. It was hard not to see it as just like a chef version of John Wick.
Yeah. I get that.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to watch this movie again.
That's what I thought, but I was kind of looking forward to watching it again after some time had passed.
Okay, if you bloody say so.
Yeah, it's not for everybody. Everyone's going to have a different thing on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was okay. Yeah.
Out of 10?
Not much else to it. Out of 10, I gave it a 6.5. What did you bloody give the movie?
So I have seen this movie before. We've got like a spreadsheet where I put my rating on it from the last time I'd seen it. But when I put that rating in, I hadn't seen it in a while. I gave it a 7.5 then, but I think I would bump this movie up to. I think I bumped this movie up to an 8, to be honest. It's pretty short. It doesn't drag on.
That's true. It was short. I liked how short it was.
It was pretty short. And, like, I think what makes it feel a bit longer is these long shots.
Yeah, that, there was a lot of really long takes, yeah.
I think that was probably my least favorite thing about this movie. I can understand why they did it. But, yeah.
I can understand the appeal because I like long takes as well, but they did it in scenes that I didn't think it was necessary. I didn't think it brought anything to the table. Like, there's this, that when he gets in his fucking shitty car and he tries to drive away, that
it's like 30 seconds of driving
before the car breaks longer. Down I think it's like a full minute of him trying to drive this shitty car and it not working, and it's just like a long take, and I don't understand like why like what it brings to that scene for it to be like a long take, because usually it's just like you would add that for like chaotic or like what am I trying to say, I like it in like a seamless sort of transition way where maybe you're just following someone's journey, like in 1917 when they're going through the trenches, and the sort of visual appeal there is that you feel how, like, you're supposed to feel how long it takes to get from one side of the trench to the other just to have a conversation with someone, or in like a in the actual John Wick movies, a lot of their takes are pretty long in their fight sequences because you're supposed to feel the actual impact of like each individual strike and how many times fucking Keanu Reeves gets like punched in the gut, or how many times he just like shoots people, or how many people he kills in like one scene in an entire fight. Like, it's supposed to feel lengthy because it's supposed to feel like it's never ending for him, that he's always fighting people and killing people. But I don't understand why I have to watch this man struggle to drive his car for a little bit. Yeah. Like, it would have been so much more poignant if, like, it broke down, like, way faster. Like,
yeah. The movie is already pretty short, so I think it'll get a pass from me, even though I don't like when movies... It kind of feels like it's wasting your time a bit. Just a little bit. But then again, another example of this where it kind of does work is in the my favorite scene, when he's talking to the head chef. I think that scene, where they just have those long pauses, they're kind of uncomfortable, and I think it works really well there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I think it was used well, like you were saying when he was talking, I'm assuming you were talking about Derek, right?
Yeah, I think that's
Finley's
his name.
Or whatever it is. And he's like, he's dropping truth bombs on him, and Finley's just looking at him with the, like, his mouth is like, because at first he was like ecstatic. He's talking to this guy that was like his mentor for a while. He's got this huge smile on his face. And then truth bomb after truth bomb, like, you're still hanging on this guy's face, and you can see how he's just getting more and more uncomfortable as the conversation goes on.
Yeah. He's just breaking down. He's just going through, like, the five stages of grief right before you.
Yeah, he looks good there.
Distressed. Yeah, I think that would have to be my favorite scene, apart from when he screams at that guy. I like that scene. That's funny.
Yeah. You did like that scene. Yeah, I think my note for that scene is Rob dismantles Derek.
Yeah, it's just a complete assassination. He ate and left no crumbs. Anyways. What was your favorite scene in the movie?
Oh, I don't know. I really liked like the food scenes. I thought the food looked good. Like the mushroom tart he made early on looked really good.
Mm.
Yeah, it's tough. I did really like that same scene, like with bloody Derek. Like your favorite scene as well. I did really like that.
That was a great scene. I feel like that was probably... That's where you hear him speak the most words to anybody, I feel like.
Yeah.
And it's where you hear him actually talk. Besides when he talks to, like, Amir and he has that whole Duma speech. Just doomsday prepper, whatever. I really like that scene. That was very... I feel like that was very impactful. And you kind of... I love the acting from the other... From Derek... He's just a maniac.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great little monologue.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I don't want to say I don't have a favorite bit, but...
Well, that's fair, because what I was going to say is I don't know if I really have a least favorite bit. That's why I kind of have to choose that thing that I chose with the... You know, the long shots sometimes feel like a bit too long. Because I don't feel like there's really any bad scenes in this movie. I think that's why I felt like I had to bump up the rating a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
I enjoyed it more than I remembered I did.
Interesting. That's pretty
cool. It's a weird movie. Definitely a little bit weird.
I guess
Fight Club makes no sense. Sorry. The Fight Club makes no sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, except for, like, underground gambling, I guess.
Yeah.
If I had to pick a moment, it'd have to be when they tell the lady that the pig was kidnapped. She's like, motherfucker!
She, like, just snaps.
Yeah, how, like, defensive she is about her, like, pig truffle community. Mm-hmm. I thought that was nice.
Yeah.
But I absolutely have a least favorite part of this movie. That's really? How fucking dirty he is the entire time. I fucking hate looking at this dirty man.
You know what, though? That's got to be a positive for me. I think it's hilarious how fucking filthy and stinky he is the entire movie.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's gross, but I feel like it perfectly... encapsulate where he's at the moment.
Yeah, it's just like, it just doesn't make sense from a logical point of view where, like, I mean, it makes sense for his character, as in, like, he doesn't give a fuck what people think, and he doesn't like it when other people care too much about what people think. But it's not helping you to look like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
It's just, you're making every situation that you get yourself into harder because you look like absolute shit. And nobody wants to be around you, you filthy piece of fuck.
I can get over him looking homeless, but I just can't. I'm glad I didn't have to smell him because he probably reeks.
Probably. I mean, I sound super prejudiced, but like, at some point, like, it's not like he doesn't have the means of, like, showering.
No, he definitely does.
Yeah.
Even Amir in one of the first scenes is like, you want me to get you, like, a shower or something?
Yeah, he chooses not to. Like, I don't want to sound like I'm being prejudiced to someone that, like, looks homeless or looks like they haven't showered in ages. Because, like, you know, homeless people, they probably don't have access to facilities, and that's fine. Like, I don't look down on them because they're not doing that. But it's annoying when this guy that has access to his facilities and that can look like, you know, that he could be clean and could help his situation, but instead he chooses to be smelly and bloody and ask the most insane questions like, where's my pig?
He's just that type of guy. I think I love him for it. And that's why I gave this movie an 8 out of 10. Now, Brennan, would you recommend this movie?
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think I would recommend someone watch this movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
We got a split. We got a real split here. I gave it a higher rating, and I think I would recommend this movie.
Interesting.
I don't think this movie is for everybody.
No, I don't think so.
I think a lot of people probably get bored by this movie.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, and I think some people might have an aversion to Nicolas Cage as well.
That's probably very true.
Yeah.
Especially when he looks filthy and stinky.
By choice.
Yeah. I think that's probably why my rating has gone up. Because the first time I got into it, I feel like I was probably just not as impressed. But I feel like I would rate it higher now because I know what to expect and I can take the movie for what it is. And I think it was a pretty good movie.
Okay. And when you're recommending someone watch this movie, how would you, what's the ideal situation?
That's a good question. I don't know when's an appropriate time to watch Pig, but
maybe if you've got your own culinary experience going on.
Yeah, it's
unless you don't want to look at smelly bloody man while you eat your food though.
Yeah.
Get yourself a nice mushroom and truffle pizza. Eat some truffles and watch this movie.
Go get a truffle pig and learn how to find truffles and watch this movie.
Yeah. Make some bloody toast and slather it in truffle oil or something. Like, whatever you want. Just get mushrooms involved.
I've never had truffles before.
It's yummy.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had truffles before and stuff with truffle oil in it. It's yummy.
I feel like I've had stuff with truffle oil on it, but I feel like I've never tasted truffle.
Yeah, it's bloody yummy, isn't it?
Mm. Well,
alright, enough of this bloody movie. Pig.
An appropriate time to watch Pig. Whatever. Who gives a fuck? Just watch it.
Yep. See this movie. What are we watching next time?
You know, I do have a movie that I do want to watch, but it's pretty long.
That's right. We can just start earlier, or try and squeeze something in.
It's only 2 hours.
We got holidays coming up as well.
Okay, so the movie I want to watch next week is A Bronx Tale.
A Bronx Tale?
Yeah.
I think I've heard of this movie and wanted to watch it.
Yeah. I love it. It's got Joe Pesci. It's got Chaz Palminteri, Robert De Niro. Got a bunch of the guys. 1993. I've been meaning to watch this movie for a long time. I was going to watch it like 3 times this week, and I'm like, oh, I'll save it.
Would you like this? Palminteri was the writer of this movie as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's from... What's he from? Is he in The Sopranos? No.
I don't think so.
I'm thinking of that other guy with the long hair.
He's in
I've got to have seen this guy in something. He looks so familiar.
I've seen him in a bunch of stuff. He's in Legend.
He's in Cattail 2013.
He's in Little Man.
He's in Little Man?
Yeah, he's in Little Man. He's in Hoodwinked. Stuart Little, voice of Smokey.
Yep.
There's got to be other movies well, that I've seen him in.
I think we shall.
Where did he go? I haven't seen him in a movie in ages.
I don't know. All right. Still doing stuff. Next week we're watching A Bronx Tale. It's got some pretty good reviews.
A Bronx Tale.
Should I give a synopsis?
We'll save that for next time. Save that for bloody next time.
Man. He was also in Cattail.
Got to see our boy Chaz.
You see he was in Cattail?
Lillo Brancato. I don't know what Cattail is.
Search up Cattail 2013.
Where have I seen this guy before? Cattail.
2013.
Cattail as in tail or tail as in tail?
Tail as in tail. Like how it's spelled in A Bronx Tale.
A Cattail.
2013.
I'm looking at the 2020 short.
Cattail 2013. Just Cattail.
I don't know why this is so difficult.
Cattail 2013. Came up instantly.
Tail.
Billy Idol. Chaz Palminteri.
Big Cattails.
What?
I can't see this fucking movie, dude.
That's it. That's enough. Goodbye, everybody.
Where is it?
I'm stopping recording.
What?
Keep recording.
No, you can't do that. What is wrong with you?
Alright.
I can't find Cattail. Just send me a fucking link or something. Oh my god. Okay. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Who Watches Us, where we watch the movies.
Put the link in the Discord.
Who bloody watches us watch the
click
movies,
on that link.
Watches us.
Click on that link now.
Watches the movie.
Click on
follow,
the link.
Follow us on Apple Podcasts in this... Okay, hang on. Cattail. Sure, I'll open it. What the fuck is this? No wonder
why were you
searching up
IMDb?
In IMDb.
Searching on Google.
What the fuck is this bullshit? That's where Google. Fucking movies are. That's where I search for all movies.
Alrighty.
That's bullshit. The cancelled Cattail? Cancelled movie. It's a cancelled movie. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Initial release 26th.
Did it not come
2013.
Out? But it says cancelled.
I don't know.
This is the trailer for the cancelled, unreleased film, Cattail.
Oh, yeah. It's really weird.
67% liked this film. What does this mean?
I changed my answer. I'm watching Cattail next week.
Did it come out or not? No, no, we're not watching Cattail. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. Love you. Bye.